This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, October 4th. God's word for you today is, let it be. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 34 to 35. And it says, Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I am a virgin. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. Don't you just love God and how he relates with us? God did not have to explain anything to Mary. Mary could just have woken up and boom, she's pregnant. God could have just done what he wanted to do. Then Mary wakes up perplexed, confused, and confounded. And God says, sorry, I did not mention. I am the one who put the child in there. God did not have to tell Mary, but God is so relational. He wants to have a conversation. He wants to carry us along. God wants to put us in his plans. He is such an amazing father. He does not have to do it, but he has chosen to do it. It is a privilege to be a friend of God. It is a privilege to hear from God. It is a privilege to have God bring you into his conversations. Luke chapter 1 verse 38 says, then Mary said, behold, the maid servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. When we struggle with control, all we need to do, like Mary, is let go and just say, let it be. Things are moving out of your control. Trust God and just let it be according to his plans. Say to God, let it be according to your word, Lord. I have said to people many times, if I were to write the script of my life, it will definitely go a different way. But things in life sometimes spin out of control. All you need to do is release yourself to God and say, let it be according to your word. Let it be according to your will. Let your will be done in my life. It is such a powerful thing. Let it be. Are you struggling with your children? Let it be and let God be God. Are you struggling with your spouse? Let it be and let God be God. Do not try to be God in people's lives. Are you struggling? Just let it be. Some of us are trying to control our image on social media. Someone took a selfie 38 times just to post one picture. She says, I have to get it right. Something is wrong with that. I just take one and I post it. If you do not like it, that is your business. But the challenge of this is, the more you try to be in control, the more you feel you're losing control. Then you try harder to be in control. Yet, the more you realize that you are actually not in control, it is a vicious cycle. Guess what? The desire to control is rooted in fear. Remember, we said healthy control is fantastic, but to seek to always control at every time, that desire is rooted in fear. Remember, the first thing the angel said to Mary was, do not be afraid. In other words, do not try to control. God is saying to you today, do not be afraid. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, all to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.